According to a report from commercial real estate brokers Cushman and Wakefield, Phoenix is a top tech city. And we're talking worldwide. In fact, 31st on a list of cities from around the world. It's called, the report's called Tech Cities, the Global Intersection of Talent and Real Estate. And what it does is it takes a look at the top drivers that tech companies use to strategize where they want to be located, to identify the top global tech markets and the impact of tech companies on office real estate. They weighed 14 different factors, each according to perceived importance for tech companies' market selection criteria, and then validating that through industry experts and what they call rigorous model testing. You know, tech stuff that I don't understand, but it means that we are we're considered a tech city, a top tech city. 31st, as a matter of fact, around the world. When you just look at North America itself, we're not in the top 10, but you've got San Francisco, Toronto, New York, Seattle, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., Dallas, Fort Worth, Boston, and Montreal in the top 10. And one thing that does weigh in our favor is that talent is a critical resource, they say, in which tech occupiers, and they're talking about occupying office space, tech occupiers evaluate when they're looking for potential locations. And the San Francisco Bay Area, it costs a whole lot to hire tech experts there. So this is something that's working in our favor, is it's not nearly as expensive to pay somebody to live here. It's getting more and more expensive, but let's be honest, it's nowhere near as expensive as some of those other places I just listed, the top 10 places that are considered top tech cities in North America. And with that CHIPS and Science Act that was just signed by President Biden, some folks at ASU are pretty excited about new opportunities, including Kyle Squires, who's the dean of ASU's Fulton School of Engineering.
Our role is to first produce human capital, providing high-quality engineers and scientists that will move into these companies.
Yeah, so it's one of the other parts that companies are looking for, is how educated is your workforce, right? And Kyle Squires, this dean of ASU's Fulton School of Engineering, says Arizona semiconductor exports will likely go up as ASU looks for new opportunities to partner with tech companies.
It will also help us not only improve manufacturing, but also improve kind of the next generation innovations to come.
I don't know if you could call me a tech expert, considering I'm still hanging on to my iPhone 8.
If you're a tech expert, you'd be able to handle the technical difficulties that have been happening in there this morning.
So. I know, right? I can barely hear you. And I don't think it's just because I've been shoving these earbuds in my ears for years, but yeah, there's something going on. I haven't been able to fix that, and it's probably, like I said, because I still insist on having a phone that's got a home button. So if I do upgrade from the iPhone 8, which I've hung on to for 3 years now, I'm going to get that, what is it, the SC? That's still got a home button?
Does it?
I've got to have a home button. Yeah, for my phone.